of Madani channel, Tafsir-e-Kabir. In the commentary of Tafsir-e-Kabir, it has been mentioned that a person came into the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I want to accept Islam. I want to become a Muslim. Lekin mere andar na char buraiyan hain. I have four bad habits. And those four bad habits are extremely bad. But the condition is that I can and I wish and I do want to accept Islam, providing that from amongst those four bad habits which I do possess, I can only abandon one wish or one bad habit rather. And if you grant me permission, I would love to become a Muslim. But to give up all four at once will be very difficult. Number one is that I consume alcohol. Number two is that I am an adulterer. Number three is that I am a thief as well. And number four, I speak lots of lies. Main jhoota bhi hoon. Allahu Akbar. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, well, okay, if these are the options that you have left me with, that you would only leave one bad habit from amongst those four, or the remaining three, then you should rather abandon speaking lies. Leave speaking lies. Always be truthful and honest in all your affairs. So this person was happy and he says, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will practice this what you have told me. But I cannot promise you that I cannot leave the other three. In other words, he made a promise not to speak lies. But he never said he will abandon alcohol and stop committing adultery. And number three, since he was a thief, he would stop stealing. Therefore, he left from the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as he left, after some time, somebody offered him alcohol. And just before he could take a glass of wine and consume that, he contemplated and he reflected over the promise which he made to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, well, if I drink here, the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be aware of this, and this will actually be as I'm deceiving, because I had made a promise and I don't want to be a hypocrite. I made a promise not to speak lies. So therefore, if I do drink, and if I'm asked if I have ever consumed alcohol after that day, and if I lie, then I would break my promise. Therefore, he leaves the wine of alcohol one side. He leaves the glass of wine aside and he goes on. And then he receives another opportunity of committing adultery. And the moment he even thinks of doing anything, he then focuses upon the promise which he made. He remembers and he recalls it deep down in his heart and he says, well, if I do commit this and if I'm asked about this, if I do lie, it means I had broken my promise. So therefore, he never commit adultery as well. And then he had a chance to steal and the very same thing happened. Whereas he was reminded, ki tumne sarkari do alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki bargah mein vaade kiye hain ki tum jhoot baat nahi kahoge. And now by breaking that promise, I will become a hypocrite. And I don't want that to happen. Therefore, he did not drink alcohol, nor did he commit adultery, and nor did he steal. Allahu Akbar. Rather, he had kept his promise which he had made to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Baad mein he comes in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after some time. And he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, indeed, you have taught me the correct and the right thing. For you have told me and ordered me not to speak a lie. And it is because of this one promise I made to you, I had abandoned drinking alcohol. I had abandoned committing adultery as well as stealing because of speaking one thing, because of making one wada and one promise to you that I would not lie. Therefore, Ya Rasulullah, I now with a sincere heart, with sincerity, I ask and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all my sins. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had then given him Mubarakbadi, alhamdulillah, and his sins have been forgiven.